Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
FM 104 Sunday Night Live with Louise Ty.
Sims Hit Music Station, FM 104, Louise with you till 1 o'clock. I'm now joined on the phone by Huey Maughan. Hello, how are you?
Hiya, how are you keeping?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm really good. I'm a bit hungover, but I'm okay.
Oh, yes. Whatever we got to do to get through, right?
That's all that we've got to do, just keep pushing.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I did have a little tiny weird moment thinking, yes. Oh, I wish I got a present. But now I'm like, it's fine. It's life. Why? Oh, I think we trivialise everything and we blow it up in our heads. It is what it is.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. And I suppose it fits in nicely with our chat because obviously you're on First Dates Ireland on Thursday.
Yeah, coming this week, attempting to find love.
Yes, because obviously we all know that you found love in Big Brother. That lasted for 4 years.
Yeah, it's only where I meet boys is on TV, really.
That's okay. That's okay, too. But how was the whole experience, I suppose, and why did you want to do it?
Well, I'd done it right because, as you said, I was in a relationship for 4 years.
Yeah.
I moved home. It was a very difficult time. You know, you had the pandemic going on. I was going through a breakup and I was moving home again as an adult and all of these things. And we went back into lockdown and all our restaurants, everything was closed. But the First Date was allowed to be filmed because of it being for a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
So it was about going out. God knows who I could meet. There could have been somebody that, you know, made me really happy. There might not be, sort of thing. It was just good to get out for the night because the rest of the world couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like I wanted an experience because I had so much going on in my personal life and I was really down and stuff. And I just thought, this might lighten me up a little bit. My friends, you know, were very encouraging about it. And then, if I'm very honest as well, one of the producers said something that really grabbed my attention and just said, oh, it'd be really good for people to see you in a really different light than what they've seen you on any shows you've been on in the past. So there was a little element of that as well. There was a load of reasons. And I just kind of thought, I've nothing to lose. I'm single. You've never, ever dated in your life. So just go and do it. And it was a great experience, but it is a roller coaster, like from start to finish. It's
we won't give any spoilers. You won't let anyone know what happens.
We won't. But it definitely is dramatic from start to finish.
And it is funny at the moment because we've been talking kind of throughout the show tonight about dating and lockdown and Zoom dating. Have you tried any of them before?
No. I don't feel like I'd want to.
Yeah.
Just to speak to somebody and then go on a Zoom date. No. I feel like it would be very, very awkward. It'd have to be set up by somebody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like how First Dates was, I don't know, First Dates virtually or something.
Yeah.
I couldn't just do it organically because I'd feel really awkward. And I'm not actually a shy person. Sometimes I can be, but I'm a chatty person and I never allow for awkward silences for anyone.
Yeah, I'm the same.
So I kind of, it's my biggest fear is to be trapped in a moment like that. So I always stop it from happening and just talk rubbish. But I just couldn't go on a Zoom chat and just do that. I would just feel like, what the hell am I doing? But I have downloaded Tinder and all of that and it's a load of bloody rubbish.
And is it, I suppose, because as you said, you've done Dancing with the Stars and we mentioned Big Brother. Is it the new experiences of these things that kind of has you get involved in them?
What, you mean like the TV shows?
Yeah, I suppose so.
It's exciting. it takes you away from what is your normal life. Like, I remember when I lived in the UK, and I'd come home every so often to do bits and bobs with television, and it was like I had two completely sides to my life. Like, I lived in the UK, and I was working with children in care, and then I'd come home and I'd go on like the Podge and Rod show or the Ray Davison show or I'd do this and that, and it felt really, it was just like an exciting little hobby or something that I felt I used to have fun doing. So that's one of the reasons when I do the TV things I do. I don't do it all the time, but when I do, I enjoy it.
But also the situations you put yourself into, you get to meet a whole array of people, which I think must be good.
Definitely, and you do things that you never normally do. Like, I grew up in Ballymun and then, you know, went over, got to do Big Brother, Dancing with the Stars. It was just fantastic. Like, once-in-a-lifetime experiences.
And do you forget...
And amazing.
Do you forget about the cameras?
You do. You I feel like when you go on a show like Big Brother or Love Island, you sign up for something knowing what you're signing up for, but it is very different when you're in there.
Yes.
You do forget about the cameras in the sense that, like, I'm sat chatting to you now and I'm aware this is on, like, the radio.
Yeah.
But we're then just having a chat. I'm not thinking of that without a sentence that I say. It's sort of like that. You know there's obviously cameras, but you do become comfortable.
Yeah, I'd say, because I think after a while, because obviously, as you say, as you talk to me right now, it's going to go out. But when you're in it for 24/7, you are going to, if there is any sort of barrier up, it is going to drop at some point. There's no way everyone could keep a barrier up 24/7.
Yeah, sure, that's how people get caught out, and people can see what you're like. And there's certain people that start out, you know, everybody loves them for a week, and then you realise, you know, during whatever task or whatever is going on, people realise the type of person and what they're really up to, and then, you know, it completely changes, which is why these shows are so interesting.
Yeah.
You people, it's like if you go on Love Island and there's people that go in at the start and get with somebody straight away, stay with that person for weeks, and then leave that person very suddenly for somebody brand new, and nobody can believe that it's happened. It's because they were playing a game and they hooked up with somebody that they felt was a comfortable or easy match. To stay in it for a few weeks because they don't want to leave straight away. So that's what these kind of shows are like. But it is an amazing, they are amazing once-in-a-lifetime experiences. They're not for everyone.
Yeah.
Or not everyone would want to do it, but I definitely always grew up and watched, you know, shows like that, and I'm really proud that I've done them.
Yeah, absolutely. And you get those experiences that you'll have forever, which I think
forever.
Is nice.
And you meet friends for life, everything.
Yeah, it's nice. And I suppose back to First Dates, what was it like to film in a pandemic?
In terms of me personally, what was it like to film in a pandemic? It was so bizarre, really bizarre. Like, there was all, like, places where you had to stand so that you weren't too close to anyone. Just to go out to a restaurant was so weird. That was very weird.
Yeah.
Even though, like, it becomes like a makeshift sort of restaurant in a sense, because it still has to be like a studio in a sense as well.
Yes, true. Yeah. But
so it is a restaurant area in, like, the Gilson, is it the Gilson that was called, in the hotel in town? So it is actually a real place. It's not a studio where you just pretend it's a restaurant. It is a restaurant. But, like, there is all cameras, obviously, around it, and there's a seating plan and all of this and that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the COVID restrictions is even more. But it just was weird for a waiter to come over to your table and stuff. That was
weird. Yeah, because we're so out of, like, used to that anymore.
It's become the other way around. It's like, I feel like when we go back to, you know, standing in a queue to get into a nightclub or in a concert, that we're going to feel very weird. I feel like we're going to have to adjust the way that we've had to adjust the other way around. You know what, actually, when you were talking about Big Brother and I was mentioning, like, how Love Island is a second ago, do you know when people ask what's it like to be on shows like that? You know, like, now that we're in this lockdown and we've had to completely adapt to another way of life, that's what it's like when you're in there.
Interesting.
That's the only way I can explain it. You're having a normal life, but there's something, there's like a really weird thing in the air. It just feels like we're in this weird world. And that's what it's like, how we are in lockdown.
It's like an alter universe or something.
Yeah.
Like, you're still
moving along
and times are ticking on, but it's different.
It's really weird, yeah. But you completely adapt to it. And when you leave that bubble and come home, you have to adapt the other way around.
Yeah, so we're going to have to do that. I'd say we'll be standing in queues. We'll be miles away from each other for a long time.
I reckon for years, people will feel a certain way now.
Amazing. Well, people can catch your date on Thursday night at 9:30. Is there anywhere else they can keep up to date with you?
Yeah, well, obviously on social media, I'm on Instagram, Huey Moan Official, and I'm also going to be on another show, but I can't mention its name.
Okay.
This springtime for Irish TV, and that could be very different. First day, it'll be all funny, but the other one is more serious, and me talking about being a traveller and being gay and all of that, so it's an interesting watch.
It'll
be on Virgin Media in springtime.
So people keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
Huey, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us.
No worries. Oh, thanks for having me. Thank you.
Not at all. Talk soon.
Thank you.
FM 104 Sunday Night Live with Louise Ty.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.